بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الرجاء. الحمد لله. This is the 51 chapter of, or the 51st chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin. And this is the chapter on hope. Previously, we did the chapter on fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah, the chapter on hope. قال الله تعالى قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah Ta'ala says, O my servants who have wronged themselves, those who have committed sins, those who have transgressed, do not lose hope of Allah's mercy. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Surely He is the most forgiving, He is the most merciful. So this verse gives us a lot of hope. Allah addresses us, those who we have done wrong, we have transgressed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have oppressed ourselves, we have wronged ourselves. Allah says, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is prepared to forgive. Allah is most forgiving. He is most merciful. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. Allah says, we punish only the extremely ungrateful ones. Those who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Allah says, it has been revealed to us that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it has been revealed to us that verily punishment shall be for those who reject and turn away. In other words, those who don't reject and turn away, for them is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, my mercy encompasses everything. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy is vast. وَعَنْ عُبَادَةَ بْنِ الصَّامِتِ رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مَنْ شَهِدَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه وأن الجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله حرم الله عليه النار. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that whoever bears witness and testimony that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah alone, and he has no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, and that Isa alayhi salatu salam is a servant of Allah and his messenger, and his word which he cast into Maryam and the spirit from him, and the Jannat, paradise, and Jahannam, hellfire, are true, they exist, they are a reality. So whoever believes in this, in other words, in Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, he believes in the Risalat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he believes in the prophethood of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam, and how he was miraculously born, then such a person who believes in this, Allah Ta'ala shall enter him into Jannah, no matter what his deeds may be. Another narration says, Allah Ta'ala makes Jahannam haram for the one who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. From these two ahadiths we understand very clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us that we should never lose hope in the endless and the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person has accepted these fundamental beliefs of Islam, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then such a person is very fortunate that ultimately he will enter into paradise. And he will never remain in Jahannam forever and ever. When Allah says that Allah will enter him into Jannah, عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Rasulullah mentioned this, that despite whatever his actions may have been in this world, he did wrong, for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive him and pardon him. And Allah is still prepared to put him into paradise because he has iman. In the second narration, Allah will make Jahannam haram upon such a person. In other words, a person, if he goes to Jahannam, will be for a short period of time in which he is cleansed and purified, but he never remains there forever and ever. There is no khulud for him. There is no eternity for him there. He comes, Allah removes him from Jahannam, and Allah will put him into Jannah.
So despite his weak action, but because he has iman, and this is what we need to keep on renewing and refreshing our iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And in the first hadith, specific mention was mentioned in this hadith about Isa alayhi salatu salam. Alhamdulillah, we have been hearing every Wednesday and Thursday for the past 2 weeks about the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam. He was born by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the intervention of a father, and because Allah ta'ala made him speak in the cradle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he's mentioned in the Quran various places. Here Rasulullah has mentioned also that exactly how the Quran said, he is the ruh of Allah, the spirit of Allah, because his soul was blown, the soul, his ruh was blown into him. When Allah ta'ala commanded the angel to blow into Maryam alayhi salatu salam, and Allah says, kun, be, fayakun, he became. He was known as the word of Allah and the ruh of Allah. And because of this miraculous birth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mentioned him in this hadith so that it dispels the false belief of what the Christians had, that Isa is the son of Allah. We do not believe he is the son of Allah, but he is a servant of Allah, he is a messenger of Allah, he is a kalima of Allah, he is a ruh of Allah. And to dispel the belief of the Jews who said that ma'adallah, he was born through the relationship of his wrong relationship that his mother had, and she was an adulteress. This is, we do not believe in such a thing, that ma'adallah, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam committed zina. No. So this is our belief, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Abdullah, the servant of Allah, wa rasuluhu, the messenger of Allah, the kalima of Allah. Allah said, kun fayakun, and he's the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever has tawheed, whoever believes firmly in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has got no partners whatsoever, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this particular hadith, Isa alayhi salam is mentioned also because of the false belief people have regarding him. So this is our iman, this is our deen. Whoever has this, inshallah, he will enter into paradise, and then he will remain forever and ever in paradise. If he has to go into Jahannam for cleansing and purifying himself from the sins that he committed in this world, and of course that too, if Allah Ta'ala wishes him to go into Jahannam, if Allah wishes to pardon him, it's Allah's prerogative, Allah Ta'ala's haqq. But if he does go, Allah puts him into Jahannam, it's not forever and ever like those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is basharat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. We make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives us strong iman, and therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullah brought this hadith to show hope in the mercy of Allah. Babur Raja, a chapter on hope. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah.